AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Here is a little sense of what Hurricane Sally sounds like. That's in Pensacola, Florida. Sally finally reached land along the Gulf Coast. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Hurricane Sally is affecting areas from the Florida Panhandle to Mississippi and even well inland. National Weather Service senior forecaster David Eversole in the Mobile, Alabama office says some areas have already recorded receiving more than 2 feet of water.
They've received so much rain that emergency services people are out rescuing people. There's been people who have water come in their homes.
And he says it's not letting up.
Sally's moving so slowly, so it just keeps pounding and pounding and pounding the area with tropical rain and just powerful winds. And it's just a nightmare.
I'm Julie Walker.
Resources are running thin as crews battle wildfires along the West Coast. Fire crews have been summoned from at least 9 states and other countries, including Canada and Israel. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is outlining a sweeping plan to make coronavirus vaccines available for free for all Americans when one is ready. It would begin gradually in January or later this year. The Pentagon is involved with the distribution of the vaccines, but civilian health workers will be the ones giving the shots. At a town hall meeting in Philadelphia, President Trump denied he had played down the threat of the coronavirus earlier this year, although there is audio of him saying just that.
I'm not looking to be dishonest. I don't want people to panic, and we are going to be okay. We're going to be okay, and it is going away.
Less than 5 weeks ago, the Big Ten said football season was canceled. Today, the league says there's a plan to begin the season the weekend of October 24th. Each team will play 8 games. A senior South Korean military official says North Korea may soon conduct its first underwater launch ballistic missile test in about a year. This is AP News. In the NBA playoffs, the Los Angeles Clippers had a 3-1 lead in their series against the Denver Nuggets. It was the Nuggets that will move on to the Western Conference Final. Denver won Game 7, 104-89. Gary Harris chipped in for Denver with 14 points.
We know how talented we are, and you know, we had to go through certain obstacles. It wasn't going to be easy. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. So we had to fight. We had to claw. And we're still, trying to push to reach our full potential.
For Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers, a disappointing defeat.
Just couldn't make no shots. I felt like we got some good looks. That's when it comes, like, to the team chemistry, just knowing, you know, what we should run to get the ball in spots.
The Nuggets play LeBron James and the LA Lakers in the West Final. In the East, the Miami Heat won Game 1 of their final series in overtime over the Boston Celtics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.